watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday evening. Very glad you're here with us. AlexJonesLive.com. That's AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link. Share this stream. And get ready, folks, because it gets confusing. It gets confusing from here on out. I feel like that's the presiding sentiment I'm experiencing, or, you know, witnessing other people have, is like, all right, what is this really? Because obviously they've released the UFO files, apparently. I do see a lot of similarities. I was hearing Alex say this earlier today to the Epstein file release that first happened with the binders, in that it's mostly stuff that people already know. It's mostly stuff that's been out for a while. They're promising us this is the first tranche of much larger releases to come later on. Now, I understand Donald Trump is live in the Rose Garden right now. Guys, we can get a feed of that. I do want to go to it and hear what he has to say. Some pretty insane developments with Iran as well. He's announced a 3-day ceasefire, Donald Trump has. We'll get into that. We'll, of course, investigate some of the UFO videos, as well as, you know, kind of debunk some of the videos as well, because I think some of them are being misinterpreted or potentially misinterpreted. We'll try to figure out just what exactly this is, because I feel like when most people heard Project Bluebeam, if you know about Project Bluebeam, the whole idea is that it's like a major event. Now, maybe because so many people found out about it and learned about it and, you know, they've decided that wouldn't be the most convincing thing to do anymore. But I'm just a little bit confused at the way this is all pulling out. Yeah, it's supposed to be some giant, you know, undeniable thing where aliens are landing all over the place and everybody's freaking out and running home to watch TV to get the latest dispatch. Like, that's obviously not what's happening. It's like a very weird, like casual disclosure where there's like, yeah, UFOs are real and some of them come with little people inside. And yeah, that's just, you know, now you know. Okay, what the hell are you talking about? So I'm still very like suspicious of all of this. Again, the timing of all of this is deeply suspicious. Not only the timing of the release occurring here in the crux of insanity with the Iran war and the Epstein files and the hantavirus and everything else. Then again, it feels like we've been in a maelstrom of news chaos for the last 10 years. So maybe there was no better time to do it. Might as well just get it done. Sure, that makes sense. But also the timing of some of these events that they're clocking. Like, mostly what it is kind of confirmation of what people have known forever, right? There is some form of confirmation that the silvery disks flying over America, you know, around the late 1940s, 1950s, they're like, yeah, those were real. Where are they, though? I mean, this is, you know, at the tail end of World War II. We know that the Germans, the Nazis, were definitely working on some very high-tech anti-gravity type machinery. And you know that after the fall of Germany, you basically split the scientists down the middle. Half of them went to Russia, half of them came here and continued their work, many of them in places like New Mexico, helping to work on rockets or advanced technology. So is it a coincidence that you have the sudden revelation, the sudden appearance of metal disks flying around shortly after we bring a bunch of Nazi scientists over who were reportedly working on, you know, things like the Bell, Der Glieb, or whatever it's called. So again, I would not call this disclosure. I would not call this disclosure because it's not what we always thought of when we talked about disclosure being like the full-fledged revelation of exactly what they know. Like, we're getting little hints, we're getting little tidbits. But is this the meaty feast they promised us? I don't really know. Now, there could be more coming. Apparently, Tim Burchett is saying that there is more coming. And we'll try to figure out, you know, how to make heads or tails of this. I want to take your calls on all of this as well. And, of course, we'll get into, you know, the actual news that actually affects your daily life, things like the Iran war, which is one of those things where if aliens are real, if they really want to, if they're really building us up to some sort of revelation of the tall whites or whatever, the various races of aliens that people have talked about for so long, I don't know. It's kind of just like, there was a Tim Dillon rant on this a little while ago, and he was exactly right. It's the same thing I've been saying, that it's like they're going to go, hey, guys, there are aliens. We're all going to be like, okay, so, you know, my kid's being taught about gay pornography in elementary school. I don't care about the aliens. I don't care, to be honest with you, unless the aliens are going to help us. Are they going to step in and set things right? Because basically, the world as it is so insane, so ridiculous, so outrageous. It's like, all right, if aliens appear and want to talk to us, either they're like the real deal. They actually are whatever, significant, you know, high technology races from a different planet, in which case they're going to have to be on our side. They're going to have to be on our side. Just like if you take AI and remove all the restrictions, it's on our side. Right? Because there's only two options. Either the aliens are real, in which case they are some sort of higher dimensional being. They're from a different planet. They have technology beyond what we have. They would certainly have, you know, all of these technologies to be able to observe humanity in granular detail and come to conclusions that would be free from any sort of bias whatsoever because, well, they wouldn't be human beings. So, like, I made a joke on X where I was like, look, either the aliens are going to help us destroy Israel or they're Jews in disguise. And that's what I'm going to believe. And I'm kind of not even joking, because like if aliens come down and they go, you know, we are here, we are loving beings, we want humanity to do well. And then they start describing all the things that are destroying humanity like we describe them, because we actually approach this from an objective point of view, and I would expect a higher race of interdimensional beings with incredible technology to be able to form an objective view about a planet that they don't live on. So I'd expect them to come down and be able to go, look, you people are all insane. And I think it's pretty objective at this point, unless you have a vested interest in saying otherwise. I think you have to kind of admit Israel's the bad guy in this situation, you know, the world. They're like the bad guys of the world. And so, like, if aliens come down, they're just like, hey, we've been watching humanity. We tried to let you guys take care of it yourselves. We got to step in. We got to step in because you're all a bunch of freaking morons and we're basically just annoyed. We're annoyed at having to watch you and having to watch you make the same mistakes over and over. We're going to come in. We're going to shut it down. We're going to tell you what's what. We're going to punish the bad. Like, okay, great. Then in that case, if they come down and are like actually start telling the truth about things and revealing things we know to be true, then I'm all in. I'll buy it. Why not? If instead they come down and just so happen to have the same beliefs as the powers that be, yeah, no, it's not. I don't believe it. It's not going to happen, because the only people that believe that are the people in power and their brainwashed idiot slaves. So it's like if you're an interdimensional, interplanetary, intergalactic being, but you like, you know, whatever. Yeah, 4-foot aliens in suits and helmets. Yeah, they said that. That's what they say. So, you know, if they come down, they're just like, you know, promoting the establishment talking points that everybody knows is fake, like, I just feel stupid even talking about this. There aren't aliens. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. But I'll speculate about it just because I feel like that it's a pretty obvious interpretation of what's going on. Because if these really are advanced aliens with spacecraft from other planets, we could use their help. We could definitely use their help. 100%. I'm trying to think of a metaphor of how this works, but you know, if I'll let my kids be playing with each other. And if they start, you know, getting in a tiff or whatever, I'll stay back and I'll go, well, let's see how they handle it. Let's see how this goes. But then if one kid is just being a jerk to the others and they're bigger and stronger and just beating them, then I'm going to step in and go, all right, nope, I'm separating you. You're being a jerk. So go stand over there. Right. So I would imagine, you know, a higher species, a higher race would feel that way about us, I would think. Here's one thing I want to say, which should be obvious to everybody. Jesus Christ was a human being, right? So it's kind of incompatible. Like, I don't know, there's this idea that, like, I don't know, the combination of the religion and the alien revelation, and people are talking about it as if, I don't know, they're going to, like, supplant God or something. Or that they're, like, whatever they say, I've just heard people, I don't even know where you go with it, like, speculating about, you know, the aliens and Christianity. And it's like, well, God made himself into a human being for Earth. Jesus was our guy. So Jesus Christ didn't die for the sins of somebody in Beetlejuice 12, right? That doesn't make any sense. So there's like a kind of major incompatibility there, in my opinion, with Christianity as a concept and alien existence as a concept. But then again, there's some bizarre similarities where the UFOs described in the Bible, which were described as aliens or some sort of spectral, ethereal being, they look an awful lot like some of the images that were